part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
With John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
This is episode 91, part 3.
Episode 91, part 3, John. Heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode.
We got a lot to shit to cover.
A lot to shit.
A lot to shit and then to cover.
We got a lot of shit to do and then covering it.
I had a bunch of science stories. I just picked out the best science story this week, John. The best one. Long-term and even daily marijuana use doesn't appear to cause permanent brain damage, adding to evidence that it can be safe and effective treatment for a wide range of diseases and also a lot of fun to smoke. Researchers found only a very small impairment in memory and learning among long-term marijuana users. Otherwise, scores of thinking tests were similar to those who don't smoke marijuana.
Wow.
In those studies, some 700 regular marijuana users were compared with 484 non-users on various aspects of brain function, including reaction time... language, motor skills, reasoning, memory, and the ability to learn new information. And they were surprised by the findings.
We got to get back into that, man. I mean, talking about it.
Right, right.
We were somewhat surprised by our findings, especially since there's been controversy for some years on whether long-term cannabis use causes brain damage.
Okay, Spicoli.
Says lead researcher and psychologist Igor Grant.
I suppose we expect to see some differences in people who are, like, heavy users, but in fact, the differences were very minimal.
Well, just look at Amsterdam.
Look at it, John.
There weren't all these burnouts. There were people like smoking cigarettes.
Well, it's good to know about long-term memory, but it's good news, bad news for me. Because I always thought maybe it's the pot smoking is why I'm losing my long-term memory. Now it's not the pot. What is it? Alzheimer's? What is going on here? Because I can't remember shit, John. Shit.
I hear you.
But I do. I got to tell you that the Mary Jane affects my short-term memory like nobody's business. I mean, I'll start saying a sentence, and by the time I'm midway through, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's part of the whole experience, man.
Yeah, yeah, no
it's
doubt.
It's totally part of the experience, man.
Oh, dude. All right, let's get into the W's.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got a couple of quick W's.
Quick W's.
John, you remember? You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
How Google introduced a link bomb fix in January?
Yeah.
That, among other things, finally got U.S. President George W. out of the first page of the results for searches on miserable failure and failure at Google?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bush is back, at least for failure. And the White House has only itself to blame, John. So Bush back up there, number one for failure.
Number one. Type in failure in Google and boom, there's Bush.
Fucking A, man. Oh, and the other thing, I don't know if you mentioned this, the other thing that really pissed me off this week is Congress went on recess, or they call it recess. What it is vacation. And when they're on vacation, Bush decides he's going to appoint this fucking Swift boat vet donor cocksucker.
Oh, yeah.
Who went through confirmation hearings and Kerry got to grill him and made a pretty good case that how could you be a fucking ambassador? You're a lying piece of shit.
Yeah.
And the guy was totally kissing Kerry's ass during these confirmation hearings.
I'm sorry.
And just an ass wipe, this guy. And just because he knows the W. And the W, they play tennis together. They blow each other. Who knows? So now the Congress goes on recess, and the W appoints this fucker to this position that he would not be confirmed for.
I know.
That pisses me off. That fucking guy, man.
The W also, he calls on Congress to pass his bill, and he wants to, hey, what the fuck? You go on Easter break. I want you to come back off of your Easter break. You got work to do, and put a bill on my desk. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be gone Thursday to Sunday because I'm going on Easter break.
Right.
To his ranch, which he's been like 60-some times to there. And he spent over 400 days on vacation.
More vacation than any precedent?
Precedent in history.
History.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck's up with that, man?
He's a cocksucker. The guy's a fucking delusional, dry, drunk piece of shit. And he's leading the goddamn country.
Over 400 days of vacation in 6 years.
Can you imagine if you had a job like that? That would be so primo. Maybe we should run for president, John.
Yeah, no doubt.
If that pole smoker could get in.
And you know, he's ripping on this Congress about passing this bill. Yet the GOP Congress, when they were asked to pass bills, they took like 86 days one time, 119 the next time. I mean, what is he talking about?
He's a dick.
His own people fucking milked it.
You know, John, I think, I don't know about you and me running for president, but I think with the boom of the internets there, and we saw a little bit of this with the guy who released the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton ad, and the impact that that had on the internets and then picked up by the major media, I think that maybe not now, but in the near future, there may be a candidate that really doesn't have big corporate money that can put a campaign together strictly on the internet, get his message to the people, and maybe even contend for the presidency of the United States.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be fucking awesome.
Check this out, Scott. Questions linger about Bush's and BCCI. That's bitch cock.
BCCI.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bitch cocks, cunts, and
ingrates.
Yeah.
It says here, now that the U.S. Congress is investigating the truth of President George W. Bush's statements about the Iraq War, they might look into one of his most startling assertions, that there was a link between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. Critics dismissed that as an invention. They were wrong. There was a link, but not the one Bush was selling. The link between Hussein and bin Laden was their banker, BCCI. But the link went beyond the dictator and the jihadist. It passed through Saudi Arabia and stretched all the way to George W. Bush and his father. BCCI was the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, a dirty offshore bank that then-President Ronald Reagan's Central Intelligence Agency used to run guns to Hussein, finance Osama bin Laden, move money in the illegal Iran-Contra operation, and carry out other agency black ops. The Bushes also benefited privately. One of the bank's largest Saudi investors helped bail out George W. Bush's troubled oil investments.
Oh, isn't that great? So not only daddy.
So look it up. Check it out.
Get you out of your fuck-ups because you're a goddamn failure. And you make stupid investments because you're a goddamn chimp. And you don't understand monetary and
so
money.
So Saddam and Osama bin Laden and George W. Bush all use the same bank.
They're all in bed together.
Yeah. The same dirty offshore bank.
That makes me sick, John.
Sick fucks.
I've had it with the W.
Yeah.
I say that every week, don't I? There's an interesting article in Time magazine. I found this article, and I also saw that John T. posted it in our forum. But what the headline of the article is, an administration's epic collapse, John. They should say a regime's epic collapse.
Epic.
I'm not going to read the whole goddamn thing, but Here's just one little paragraph. The three big W stories of 2007. The decision to surge in Iraq, John. The scandalous treatment of wounded veterans at Walter Reed. And the firing of eight U.S. attorneys for tawdry political reasons. Precisely illuminate the three qualities that make this administration one of the worst in American history. Arrogance.
No doubt.
The surge. Incompetence. Walter Reed. And cynicism, the U.S. attorneys, and fucking A right. And they go into more detail about each one and why it just illuminates why the W, what we've been saying for since we started this goddamn podcast. I don't know why the article wasn't called W, the chimp. Same goddamn message that we've been saying.
Recycled
stuff.
Stuff. Join me in this unfinished business.
Hey, and you have a Dick Cheney story? It's Dick Cheney? The delusional Dick Cheney?
Yeah. This is the Washington Post. Hussein's pre-war ties to Al-Qaeda discounted. Captured Iraqi documents and intelligence interrogations of Saddam Hussein and two former aides all confirmed that Hussein's regime was not directly cooperating with Al-Qaeda. You okay,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I'm all right. Sorry.
Not directly cooperating with Al-Qaeda before U.S. invasion of Iraq, according to a declassified Defense Department report released yesterday. This is the 5th, actually. It was released. The report's release came on the same day that Vice President Cheney, appearing on Rush Limbaugh's radio program, repeated his allegation that Al-Qaeda was operating inside Iraq before we ever launched a war under the direction of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the terrorist killed last June.
Yeah, what a bunch of shit. What a delusional piece of shit.
This is Al-Qaeda operating in Iraq, see?
I mean, it's common knowledge that I think everybody knows that there's no tie.
Right.
Even the W. Stupid chimp said there's no tie.
I know, but here's the thing. This is what really gets me fucking pissed. So he goes on there and he says al-Zarqawi led the charge for Iraq. And then he cited the alleged history to illustrate his argument that withdrawing U.S. forces from Iraq would play right into the hands of Al-Qaeda. But the part that really gets me going is that the Inspector General concluded that a key Pentagon office run by then Undersecretary of Defense Douglas J. Feith had inappropriately written intelligence assessments before the March 2003 invasion, alleging connections between Al-Qaeda and Iraq that the U.S. intelligence consensus disputed. The report, in a passage previously marked secret, said Feith's office had asserted in a briefing given to Cheney's chief of staff in September 2002 that the relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda was mature and symbiotic, marked by shared interests and evidence by cooperating across 10 categories, including training, financing, and logistics. Instead, the report said the CIA had concluded in June 2002 that there were few substantiated contacts between Al-Qaeda operatives and Iraqi officials, and had said that it lacked evidence of a long-term relationship like the ones Iraq had forged with other terrorist groups.
Yeah.
So basically,
I can see how that gets your goat, John.
Well, why? Are you making fun of me?
No, man? I'm not. And if you look at this in it from a different perspective, I can definitely see how an W can be tried as a war criminal. Because he manipulated intelligence to start this war that cost us $1 trillion so far.
But I mean, even to this day, Cheney is pushing some bullshit that he had to know that this was going to get leaked to the press. So he went out there. He went on some fuck up pundits show who tries to say that he's just a satirist and he's not really a news guy.
Who's that?
Limbaugh.
Oh, Limbaugh.
The guy
yeah.
with the cyst on his ass who dodged Vietnam.
The OxyContin cocksucker. Yeah.
OxyContin drug addict draft dodging Rush Limbaugh along with draft dodging Cheney. Big fucking faggot pussies.
Yeah, how many deferments did Cheney get? Five or yeah. six?
Big pussy ass.
Cocksuckers. John, cocksuckers. yeah. I forgot I brought some W
yeah.
clips in. Let's play these fucking audios right, to hear this idiot chimp fuck up the English language.
Which one?
Either one.
W plucked?
W evil and W plucked.
All right, here's plucked.
The Iranians must give back the hostages. They're innocent. They were doing nothing wrong. And they were summarily plucked out of water. It is, as I say, it's inexcusable behavior.
Inexcusable?
So he...
what a dummy.
I think he says these things and then he hears them and he's like, boy, that didn't sound right. And then he really starts
to
stumble.
Then he screws up, yeah.
Then he really starts to fall apart. It's like an exponential spiral downward, John.
Yeah.
Not us, though. We fuck up. We keep going right on going, John.
Yeah, I think what happened there is, and this is, you know, one of those conspiracy theories, and I'm not really big into that, but I'm thinking, why would you have some sort of war or exercise maneuvers right off the coast of Iran? Now, could you imagine if Iran or Russia or somebody started doing exercise maneuvers? You remember the last time they did something like
2 miles outside our
yeah.
boundary?
You remember the Bay of Pigs, the missile
yeah.
crisis?
Yeah.
They did a little bit of that, and that almost caused us to go into a nuclear war. So you got to wonder what a country is feeling when that shit's going on and they're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but if that was conspiracy, let's say the UK and the United States said, get these motherfuckers over there, have Iran capture them. They would have gotten the 15 toughest motherfuckers ever that wouldn't have broke, that just would have said rank, serial number.
Not the 15 gayest.
Right, not these pansies they put over there that got blindfolded and who knows what the hell happened. But they jump up in front of a video camera and say, oh, we're sorry. Yeah, we were definitely in their water and blah, blah, blah. And who knows what really happened.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. What kind of information are we getting and how accurate is it?
Yeah.
What kind of spin do they put on that shit before it even gets to us? So who knows what the fuck is going on? But it's good that they're out. They're back in the UK.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't give the W a reason to hit launch.
Booyah.
Booyah. See yeah, the next clip
w
there.
W evil.
W
Some
evil.
Some call this civil war. Others call it emergency. I call it pure evil. And that evil that uses children in terrorist attack in Iraq is the same evil that inspired and rejoiced in the attacks of September the 11th, 2001.
Oh, my God.
And that evil must be defeated overseas so we don't have to face them here again.
Here's another talking point that they just keep repeat. Oh, is there more to that clip?
No, that's
okay.
It.
They just keep repeating and repeating that if we don't fight them there, they're going to come.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest load of shit on How are the they goddamn
come here?
Planet.
And that cracks me up. I've even heard people say that, even special ed and a couple other people I've talked to. I thought, how are they going to come here? Do you really think that there's like this big wall of American soldiers that is preventing every single terrorist from getting past them, you know, like it's Red Rover, let Akbad Malab blah, 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 come over. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Like or they got aircraft carriers are going to load up. And,
well, I was surprised to find out that Iran had a Navy when this UK story first broke. I'm like, what? Iran has a navy.
Well, they democratically elect their president and everything there.
Yeah. So what are they?
Yeah. Where's your Messiah now?
Yeah.
Moses. That was on yesterday, of course.
But, and from what the information that we have, John, and we're not privy to the information that the W gets. It's a goddamn civil war.
Right.
It's not terrorists and surge. There may be some of that, but it's against the Sunnis and the Shiites.
Right.
And if we can knock off a couple of Americans while we're at it, great.
Right.
Just get the fuck out of there.
All right.
Let me get the
door. Shit. Go get it, would you? I don't know. I hope so. Not the cops. The NSA.
Hey!
Lockstep it, would you? Goose step. Do the goose step.
All right, I'm going to...
Man, you
I'm
quick.
Back. Yeah, mute his mic. I don't want to hear all
dove.
That shit. Oh, I got one other W story. This is a great W story. God damn it, I threw my paper. Hold on.
Look at you, man. You're a mess.
I am a mess. I forgot about this W story. This is great.
You should see this again. We got to get a picture of this. There's fucking... You're a train wreck. There's paper everywhere.
It's not everywhere.
You're sitting there in your boxers.
No, we are... from day one, John, we've talked about the W's incompetence.
And the Chios.
His education was bought and paid for.
Yeah.
He didn't learn a goddamn thing. He spent 20 years of his life doing drugs and trying
to... I talked to my dad.
Who knows if he was chasing skirt or chasing pole.
Pardon
you
me?
Know what I'm saying,
pardon
John?
Me? Pardon me?
Yeah, right.
And then he runs for president. He actually becomes president. When he first became president, we're like, he doesn't want to fucking be president.
It's fuzzy math.
And then 9/11, and now we got his incompetence is magnified, in our opinion. Some people believe this guy's a good president. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
But chimp, from day one... almost retarded. Guy doesn't have an original thought. He can't speak. He's stupid, John.
That's a fact.
Now, that stupidity?
Yeah.
Almost got him killed.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan?
Credit Ford Motor Company CEO Alan Mulally with saving the leader of the free world from self-immolation. What does that mean, immolation? Does that mean like
annihilation?
Blew himself
Whoa.
Up? Mulally told journalists at a New York auto show that he intervened to prevent the W from plugging in an electrical cord into a hydrogen tank at Ford's hydrogen electric plug-in hybrid at the White House last week. Ford wanted to give the commander-in-chief an actual demonstration of the innovative vehicle, so the automaker arranged for an electronical outlet. Boy, I'm really struggling here. For an electronic outlet to be installed on the south lawn and ran a charging cord to the hybrid. However, as Mulally followed Bush out to the car, he noticed someone had left... Oh, okay, they're going to blame it on somebody else.
Yeah.
Someone had left the cord lying in the rear of the vehicle near the fuel tank. I just thought, oh my goodness. So I started walking faster, and the president walked faster.
I think
so. This guy starts walking faster, and the W's like, what? Is he chasing me? And he starts walking faster. That's how stupid he is.
It's barbaric.
To get to the cord before I did. So the W starts racing this guy to get to the cord because he's
no
so excited about plugging a cord. He's so excited about showing everybody that when he was a chimp in training, he had to plug in electrical cords.
And that's the truth.
And he could do it. However,
is he chasing?
However, as Mulally followed Bush out to the car. I read that. I'm sorry. Take that out of post. Oh, so anyway, he says,
you know, the TV was obviously on.
I violated all protocols. I touched the president.
Oh.
He had to grab his arm and move in front of him to stop him. I wanted to make the president make sure he plugged into the electricity, not into the hydrogen.
Oh, kaboom!
And if the W had any more speed, if he had just a little bit more speed, he would have raced over there, plugged that thing into the hydrogen, And that would have been it for the W. Would that be the greatest news story of all time?
It's a drag.
And that would have not only sealed his fate as the worst president in history, but also the stupidest.
The deadest.
Yeah. And then 20 years from now, Oliver Stone would have put a film together about that big conspiracy with the W and the plug in the cord and the hydrogen.
Hey, real quick, Scott, same-sex couples who want to exchange vows in front of Cinderella's castle now have the chance.
And it's legal?
Yeah, the Walt Disney Company had limited its fairy tale wedding program to couples with valid marriage licenses, but now it is making ceremonies at its parks available to gay couples as well.
And it's legal in Florida with the Jebediah?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the princess? License. So they both dress as princesses?
No, but there's a lot of fairies.
Well, that's just great. I'm going to Disney.
Yeah.
In May. Kids, taking the kids.
The service offers flowers, dining, music, and many optional Disney touches. On your genitals. From ceremonies in front of the parks. Iconic attractions to having Mickey and Minnie Mouse in formal wear as guests. The packages start at $8,000 and can cost more than $45,000, Scott.
Wow.
Yeah. In 2005, Southern Baptists ended an 8-year boycott of the Walt Disney Company for violating moral, righteous, and traditional family values. What the fuck do they know? Dumbasses.
I don't know, man.
Ted Haggard.
What does anybody know? Yeah. I don't know anything.
No. Is Phil ready?
Oh, of course, Sean. I'm always ready. But I love listening to you banter back and forth with Scott. So I just keep it quiet. But I'm ready when you are.
Because your mic was off.
Well, that too. I never know when I'm on. Except now.
It's your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
And our first story tonight, John. I'm sorry, did you say your left or my left? Because if I get this wrong, you won't have any balls left. Benjamin Hoyton had fewer reasons than most to fear the surgery he'd been scheduled for at West Los Angeles VA Medical Center to remove his potentially cancerous left testicle.
Ouch.
For one thing, the 47-year-old Air Force veteran and father of four already knew that he could function normally with a single healthy testicle. For another, he was getting his surgery in a system that has prided itself on its pioneering efforts to prevent medical errors. One top VA official said the VA's approach to safety is considered a benchmark by healthcare organizations throughout the world. But you know, if I'm reporting this story here, it didn't go well. In Houghton's case, the hospital missed the mark. Last June, doctors mistakenly removed the right testicle instead of the left.
Oh, no.
According to medical records and a claim filed by Hoyton and his wife, Monica, 39. All right, so he will be a soprano very soon. Next story, John. Girls Gone Wild founder ordered to jail. Guys Gone Wild prison shower. And Guys Gone Wild on my tetanus to be released soon. Next story, John.
Tetanus.
This is a PSA, John.
Tetanus.
If you're going to chase blowing papers through a parking lot, you should make sure that the parking lot doesn't abut a 300-foot cliff. A man fell 300 feet down a steep hillside on Wednesday in Armstrong County. Arnold Morris, owner of Morris Tire Service, said the man was a customer. Morris said the man and his wife pulled into the parking lot to pick up a vehicle that was being serviced. The man apparently had some papers that blew out of his hand and chased after them. He apparently ran off the end of the parking lot, which has no guardrail, and tumbled down the hillside. The man's wife went running to the tire store and altered workers. They called 911. The man's name and condition are not known at this time, John.
To me.
Next story, John. A man gets into argument with his ugly-ass girlfriend, sets her on fire. She's now in critical condition, but at least she's smoking hot. Next story, John.
Did you write that?
How? Indian severs off his genitals protesting wife's demand for divorce. Not how. Why? A 29-year-old man identified only as Chandra. Next page.
Page two.
He's been admitted to the Adam Hospital after he allegedly severed his penis inside his home in Feritas after learning that his wife wanted to marry another man. The daily quoting of security source said the man, during interrogation with police, reportedly said he became desperate after receiving a letter from his wife back home in India seeking divorce to marry another man.
Wow.
The same source said surgeons at Adam Hospital tried in vain to stitch the organ in its place. That means it didn't work, John. Next story. A British dentist found guilty of peeing in tooth rinse sink, cleaning his ears with dental tools, and generally being a British dentist. Next story, John.
Do they have dentists over there in the UK?
Asshat painting love message on rock dies after fall. Friend who witnessed fall says victim complained girlfriend's name was too long. An Ohio man climbing on a rock in eastern Ohio to spray paint a love message died after slipping and falling. Arthur Dumbass. Lewis, 21, of Navarra, was pronounced dead Wednesday at Akron City Hospital. Lewis and Fred Richard Berkey climbed to the top of Mackey's Rock in Tuscarawas County Tuesday so Lewis could paint Art Loves Kaylee, his girlfriend of more than 3 years. The rock south of Beach City is painted with several other similar messages. He was trying to reach out further to get her name done, Berkeley said. He kept saying her name was too long. He tried to reach out further, and then he slipped. Next story, John. Nude Roman emperor from Jupiter arrested for trashing someone's vacation home. A Yellowville man was arrested Thursday for allegedly breaking in and damaging a vacation home. Mark Wayne Gensler, 49, was charged with criminal mischief and residential burglary. About 8 p.m. Thursday, a neighbor saw lights inside a house and knew the owners were not home, so she called police. A short standoff occurred when Gensler allegedly refused to let deputies inside the residence, according to this news release. When deputies went inside, Gensler, who was nude, allegedly resisted arrest and told authorities he was from Jupiter. And his name was Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor. Deputies found Gensler allegedly had dumped food and shaving cream inside the house, broke items, tore up photographs and books, and broke buildings and trim.
Photographs?
Damages are estimated at 25 G's. That'd be 25K, John. Next story.
Wow.
John.
I'm getting to it.
Yeah, I effed her. I fucked her. She's just one of my spitches, man. All right, then. I'll get to the story. That was the headline. Roseville police arrested a Silverado middle school teacher for allegedly engaging in unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. 28-year-old Christine Spiach was arrested for her Roseville home Saturday and booked into the Roseville Police Department jail on suspicion of having sex with a 16-year-old male. The victim is a former student at Silverado Middle School. The alleged incidents occurred over the course of the last 6 months, say the police. The investigation into Spiach began 3 weeks ago when authorities were made aware of the situation. Next and last story tonight, John. French presidential staking his campaign on advising young people to rub one out. Make it shiny.
Nice.
Far-right presidential candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen told a women's forum he was against making condoms freely available in schools, advising young people to masturbate instead. For those who feels the urge, I suggest manu militari. It's a much simpler method. Mr. Le Pen told the gathering organized by Elle magazine in Paris and attended by all the main candidates in turn. So I will be following his run for becoming the next president of France by advising the young people to
jerk off.
We have a lot of euphemisms, and I can't remember one right now. And that's the news, John.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, God.
All right, take care.
All right.
Try fast, take chances.
Always.
Did you ride your bike?
No, I did not.
Great.
I rode your mom.
Damn.
Why does he get so upset?
With me all the time. Oh, my God.
I'll have to interview him sometime, find out what that animosity, where that's coming from.
He had to ride mine because he couldn't recognize his own since I shaved her back. The whore.
Oh, yeah. God. Do puppets have moms?
I don't know. All right, that's all the time we have this week. We'll take it out with the mediocre promo, shall we?
I think we shall.
All right. Tune in next week. After you've tuned into this week.
Later.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not listening to The Mediocre Show
with Eric and Matt,
we volunteer at the Suicide Hotline.
Suicide Hotline. He's John.
And he's Scott.
How can we help?
Fuck it. It'd probably end up being better without me. So I'm just going to fucking... Everybody's just looking for an excuse to fucking get rid of me.
Hold on, dude. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't like vagina.
What did he say? He doesn't like the vagina?
Dude, man, don't kill yourself. That would be pretty shitty.
This is pretty shitty. Feeling like a fucking asshole every fucking time with everybody fucking like, oh, Taylor sucks. Like, getting made fun of all the fucking time. I'm sick of it. Fuck it.
Dude, man, here's what you need to do.
Listen to The Mediocre Show.
With Eric and Matt.
Now available twice a week.
I'm going to fucking quit. I'm fucking serious, dude. Fuck this shit.
Hello?
What the fuck happened, man?
Hello?
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 Dude, man, we're not very good at this.
Please don't tell me how to do it.